Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the yeast? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
It's Stevie Dan bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one. That's the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Scott Schaefer is our guest, our new friend, the co-author of the Roadside MBA, Backroad Lessons for Entrepreneurs, Executives, and Small Business Owners. He's the co-author along with Mike Mazzio and Paul Oyer. They're all three economists. They know each other a long time, and when they go to conferences and see each other, they after a while they jump in a car and take off across the country and go out where things are happening, not here on Main Street, and they decide to write a book about it. And that's what we're talking about. Scott, thanks again for hanging out with us. Congratulations on the book. Is there a website for the book?
There is a website, so it's Roadside, all one word, -mba.com, and you can find us on Twitter at Roadside MBA.
All right, so check that out, folks. Give us some specifics about what I think is fascinating about your book is you went out on Main Street and you found near perfection, right? And that's the story I'm going with here, folks. He found near perfection, but not perfection. Of course, we don't seek perfection here on Main Street. Scott, we seek excellence.
Mm-hmm.
And so in order to achieve excellence from this near perfection, you guys said, okay, we can add a little bit, just a little bit of nurturing sophistication, a few little bitty rules and tips that can help these guys be even better, more excellent than they are. Is that kind of what the book's all about?
Yeah, that's right. So one thing that we learned as we were out driving around the country is how small business can compete very effectively with the big boys. And so we...
Give us one good example of that.
Yeah, so, you know, scale in business brings a lot of advantages, but it's really a double-edged sword. There are things mm-hmm. that big firms are not good at. And we found lots of great examples of small businesses who've identified these things, these activities, these value-creating activities that the big firms can't do, and they're filling those niches. So one example we saw in, this was in Pueblo, Colorado, we visited on a snowy, you know, 7-degree day in January, was a company called GPS Source, and they're a defense contractor, and they work in the GPS space where they're producing little pieces of electronic equipment that help the military with GPS issues. And one thing that we learned from them is that their big competitors have problems with silos. So sales and engineering don't always talk stuff inside the big
fiefdoms. I call them fiefdoms.
And so the salespeople are always saying that the engineers are building things that they can't sell.
This is classic.
Yeah, the engineers can't figure
humanity.
Out why. That's right. Well, at GPS Source, a much smaller company, and the great line we heard from the owner and the COO at GPS Source was, he said, "We only have one water cooler." Right, and what that means is, at that company, sales and engineering can't help but talk to each other. Right, there's like 25 people there; they can't help but bump into each other. And so, it's really those chance conversations between the sales guys listening closely to the customer, and then communicating, not in a meeting, not in, you know, report, but actually talking to the engineers, that this company's been able to identify things that customers are looking for and then communicate those to the engineers, and then they can go build them, all right? And that's something that the big boys have trouble with, is really listening to the customer and executing on that.
Well, and that's a natural thing to happen. And as you say, small business owners are, and you know what, the big companies, when they were little companies, they weren't like that.
That's right.
And but I will tell you that I have seen silos. I've seen the fiefdoms in small companies. They do happen.
Yeah,
and that's
it's something that happens for a reason, you know. And the reason is that as you grow, you almost have to split things up in order to manage. Right?
Yeah.
So you can't make everybody in the company responsible for everything.
But this is where the CEO has to get everybody together and knock heads.
Yes.
And say, okay, guys, your success is not just going to be measured by how you do in your division or your department or inside your little silo. Your success is also going to be measured by how you work and play well with others. Now, the CEO, and if there's one thing the CEO has to keep his thumb on, all the time, never let up, that's one of them.
Yes, absolutely right. Easier said than done. I mean, Alfred Sloan, who grew General Motors to be the huge company that it was, he wrote that in his book, you know, 80 years ago, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, whatever it was. It's hard. It's very hard. Yes. Big management challenge.
Absolutely. Well, this is fascinating. And the book's just out right now, isn't it, Scott?
Yes, that's right. Came out earlier this week.
And the title of the book, folks, is Roadside MBA, Backroad Lessons for Entrepreneurs, Executives, and Small Business Owners Just Like You, available wherever books are sold. And give us that website again, Scott.
Roadside-MBA.com.
Hey, Scott, will you come back another day?
I would love to, Jim.
We'll do this again. Thanks for being here. Scott Schaefer, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.